Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. November the 30th marks the day the Church remembers St. Andrew. In 2006, Benedict XVI travelled to Turkey to coincide with this feast day. Shortly before leaving on this apostolic journey, the Pope focused several of his weekly catechesis during his general audiences on the figure of this saint who, as we know, was brother of Peter, highlighting then the family tie between Peter and Andrew.
The fraternal relationship of these two great apostles is reflected in the special relationship between the sister churches of Rome and Constantinople.
Earlier on in the course of this same audience, before highlighting how the Church of Rome and the Church of Constantinople feel one another in a special way to be sister churches, speaking in Italian, the Holy Father had shone the spotlight on how his predecessor to the See of Peter, Pope Paul VI, returned in 1964 the important relic of St. Andrew, which until then had been kept in the Vatican Basilica, to the Orthodox Metropolitan Bishop of the city of Patras in Greece, where tradition has it that the apostle was crucified.
Il mio predecessore Papa Paolo VI nel 1964 restituì le reliquie di Sant'Andrea, fino allora custodite nella Basilica Vaticana, al vescovo metropolita ortodosso della città di Patrasso in Grecia, dove secondo la tradizione
Benedict XVI was referring there to one chapter among many others surrounding the story of the relics of this saint. What I'd like to do now is fill you in on episodes from another chapter in this same story by taking you back centuries earlier when the relics of St. Andrew underwent the opposite voyage. I do this in a rather unusual manner with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's now teaching in the United States, but was for many years papal Latinist. Stay tuned, but watch the change of pace and tone. Father Foster, today I'd like to speak about one of your favourite popes, Pius II, and the head of St. Andrew.
1453, of course, the Turks took over Constantinople. And Andrew's head, for one reason or another, this is all fable, fairy tales, was preserved in Constantinople. And the Christians, some Christians, had such a veneration for Andrew and his head that they got his head out of Constantinople and ran over to the Adriatic Sea, almost like to Albania today. You know? Kures, or... And they were determined to bring Andrew's head to Rome. And that's how that whole thing started.
Can you just say that in Latin? The Christians ran off with St. Andrew's head?
De cucurerum cum Andreae capite. Quod servare voluerum, which they wanted to save. Et inde etiam cupiebant, they were desirous, Romam istud capo de ferre, to bring that head to Rome. Cum hoc audivisset Pius Secundus, totus perturbatus est.
Pius II was upset.
Well, he was so moved. Commotus est.
You said perturbatus?
Perturbatus. He was so...
perturbed.
Well, yeah, overturned or, apparently he was totally disheveled.
Distraught.
Yeah, distraught.
So how would you say distraught, disheveled?
I know, that's all the same word.
In Latin, it's all the same word.
Yeah, more or less. And so he heard that this head was coming from Albania over to, like, Pescara, You know, on a ship.
Well, for our listeners, Pescara is a city on the Adriatic Sea.
Yes, 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 yes. And he got this idea, and it's really incredible because in his autobiography it must fit about 20 pages.
The whole story?
The whole story of this head business. And that's why you have on the Ponte Milvio out there. Why? Because Pius II went out there and had a platform built where he would meet the head of St. Andrew coming down the Via Cassia, you see, which more or less ends at Ponte Milvio today.
For those who don't know, Via Cassia is one of the consular roads, no?
Yes.
It reaches Rome from the north.
Oh, yeah, almost up to Venice. The Via Cassia, the famous Cassius.
And there's a bridge there.
And there's a bridge there.
Which is linked to Constantine.
Oh, yes, and a million things. Oh, yeah, and it's very historical. So he decided, Pius II decided he would meet the head of Andrew at Ponte Milvio. Well, you can't believe it. You just can't believe the narration. And he went out there and they came down like in a procession carrying this urn or something with the head of Andrew.
You say that in Latin, please.
And he said, urna, urna inclusum gestabant Andrea caput. Quod cum vidisset Pius Secundus cecidit in Genua. He fell on his knees. Et chepit flere, et plorare, and to cry. Et clamare. Whoop! Et quid fit, he was a Latinist, of course. And he wrote a whole poem about 12 strophes celebrating St. Andrew. He was so moved by this idea that the head, maybe, he thought, the head of the Apostle St. Andrew was coming to Rome. And he was out there for about 3 days on this platform. And you can almost see, I can see where the square is, where the platform was. And he had speeches, and people had speeches, and he was crying and screaming and falling on his face.
Why was Pius II so attached to the figure of St. Andrew?
Oh, I don't know. He had this idea.
Well, he's one of the apostles to start with, no? And he's also the brother of Peter.
And so he said, here, Peter is the patron of Rome, and now we're getting here the second patron of Rome, Andrew, which wasn't the case. But anyway, and that's how this whole thing started.
Yeah, there's a little chapel just by Ponte Milvio which houses a beautiful fresco depicting a profile of Pius II in pinks looking at a box containing the rather sombre head of St. Andrew with an X-shaped cross coming out of that box over Andrew's head.
Yeah, well, that's kind of nonsense. I found it by chance the other day. The X-shaped Andrew's cross, you know, is from the... from the 4th, yeah, very late. Has nothing to do with Andrew, but that's how they decided. Even on the facade of St. Peter's up there, you have Andrew with the massive cross. St. Andrew's cross, which they say is really kind of a silly invention of the 11th or 12th century. And he accepted this head, and they sang this hymn, and they marched over to St. Peter's, and that's where it was. And then Paul VI gave the head back.
Yeah.
Gave the head back to Constantinople. After centuries and ages, 500 years almost, where they finally said, this is your head and it's Andrew's head. And Paul VI gave it back. But Pius II was totally taken up. That's why Pius II and his nephew, Pius III, are buried in Sant'Andrea della Valle. You know, down from right across the street from you.
Yeah, I've seen it. Monumental.
On the top there, and one, Pius II and Pius III are looking at each other. And that was done much later because they were buried at St. Peter's. But someone's Cardinal Andrea della Valle kind of mentioned this, and he was the Cardinal of St. Andrew. And Andrew and Pius, and so he had the two Piuses buried, fixed up there in Sant'Andrea della Valle. But there's a whole story there of Pius II's obsession, almost.
How do you say obsession in Latin?
Obsession. Bon.
It sounds rather like a modern word.
Yeah, obsessio. Actually, obsessio is a Latin word, too. To be possessed. Obsessio. And that was his obsession.
What's the story about the Janiculum, the head of Andrew being stolen and taken up there?
There's a famous thing up there on the Janiculum where I live. Because someone did steal the head of Andrew during the term of Pius IX. This is the 1840s. And I don't know what they did. And what do? They go up the street there, you know, along the walls. You know, they go up to the Janiculum. And they threw the head in the grass. And to this day, if you go up there, there is a little shrine. A little shrine there in marble.
A little shrine in marble. How do you say that?
Sacellum marmorium. Sacellum marmorium. And what do you know? Down below in Latin it's written, this is where the head of Andrew, having been stolen, was found.
But the head of St. Andrew was housed in St. Peter's Basilica before that, no?
Yes, but some people got the thing and ran away and then threw it in the grass. And Pius IX put up a shrine where they found Andrew's head. It's about 3 blocks away from my house.
They ran away and threw Andrew's head in the grass.
Well, excucurerunt, Andreque caput in gramen proiecerunt. Certainly it was, and they wanted to get rid of this thing. What are we going to do with the head of an apostle? It must have dawned on them, and they just threw it away. And that's where it was found, in the grass. And there is a shrine to this day where they found Andrew's head. And the date is Pius IX, 1840 or something.
Oh. Desecration, what horrible people. The word desecration, is it a word of Latin origin?
Well, certainly. Sacrum is to, sacrare is to sacrifice or to make sacred. Desacrare is to make unsacred. That's where you get your desecration.
The warmest of thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who, as I said, is now teaching in the United States, but was for many years papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks so much for listening.